Good morning, one and all, and welcome to EZTEC's results presentation for the third quarter of 2021. Please note that this call is being recorded and that all participants are in listening-only mode. By the end of this presentation, we will begin a Q&A section when further instruction will be given. In case any of you may need any assistance over the call, please let us know through the chat box. In case you have any connection issue, you may reuse the same web link or ID to return to the presentation. You may find that link or an ID, as well as all the slides for this presentation at our website, ir.eztec.com.br. Before we start, we'd like to mention that any statements during this call pertaining to EZTEC's business projections, operational and financial targets are based on management's beliefs and premises, as well as on currently available information. Future considerations do not constitute an assurance of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises. Investors may take into account that general economic conditions, industry, and operational circumstances may ultimately affect EZTEC's future performance. They may cause the company results to differ materially from those expressed in those forward statements. Now, I would like to pass it to Mr. Emilio Fugazza, EZTEC CFO and Investor Relations Officer, who will get us started. Please, Mr. Emilio, you may go on.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for being here. Our conference call for the third quarter 2021. The main highlight for this quarter is about the launches 2021, subject that Mr. Pedro will say a little bit more ahead.
Thanks, Mr. Emilio. Talking about launches, during the 9 months of 2021, EZTEC announced the launches of four projects inside the city of São Paulo. In the first quarter, we launched ID Paraíso, a project of 28 million in PSV, focused on smart living units in Aclimação. In the second quarter, we launched Dreamville Sky Resort and EZ Infinity projects. The first one is a middle-income project with 253 million in PSV, located in Vila Prudente, that was launched as soon as the sales stands were reopened in April during the COVID situation. The second one was announced in the last day of the quarter. It is a high-income project of 675 million in PSV. We believe that this project will become a new icon for the city of São Paulo, and it's located in Paraíso besides the IBM Tower. In the third quarter, we launched Arcadio project, another high-income project in the Brooklin neighborhood with 460 million in PSV. If you move to the next slide, we'll talk about our operational performance, and you'll be able to see that the launch and sales, as well as the construction sales, became the most relevant component on the total volume of the third quarter of 2021. This fact is due to the lower volume of performing units available, which had a higher demand in the previous quarter. The main reason for the increment of the construction of the sales of performing units that you see in the previous quarter was due to the inflation index, the INCC, that is making clients be more likely to make agreements with a prefixed index than being exposed to the construction inflation. For this quarter, cancellations dropped to 32 million, with a 33% made of relocated customers. About About 33% of this volume refers to downgrades, upgrades, or units that were transferred that is also linked to a purchase of another unit, or even the transfer of a balance already paid unit for another property under financing. In the next slide, you'll be able to see how is composed our land bank. Without new acquisition, the PSV is maintained by adjustment in the price assumption due to inflation. As the company is already sufficiently equipped with raw material, and we're talking here about lands, for this stage of the cycle, there were no relevant acquisition in the third quarter of 2021. So we finalized the quarter with a land bank position close to the previous one. As you can see in the chart in the bottom right, the majority of this land bank is well located in premium zones in the city of São Paulo. The maintenance of a residential land bank, it is equivalent to more than 3 years of launches, if we believe that the launches will be something close to 2.5 billion reais. The sum of this PSV for the company residential land stands at approximately 7.4 billion as the date of this release. This volume brings comfort to the company as it's improved the removed the urgency to make new acquisition to buy new lands. If we go to the next slide, where we're going to talk about the inventory map, you'll be able to see an increment in the volume of our inventory that is attached to launched or under construction units, especially when we're talking and we're looking to the south zone of São Paulo, where the company has made the majority of the recent launches. On the operational aspects, the deliveries of the projects are marking the end of the most voluminous delivery cycle experienced so far by the company. By the way, the company completed this quarter 358 units with a total of PSV of 313 million, of which are more than 90% also. Indeed, the volume of ready inventory is concentrated in the south zone, but the majority of this inventory is commercial inventory. The majority of our ready inventory is located in Guarulhos region, more attached to Cidade Maia project. The volume of the finished residential inventory currently represents less than 11% of the company's total stock and should only increase by the end of 2023 when the projects that were launched in the last 2 years will be concluded. In the next slide, we will talk about the future launches of the company. And we can see that we're putting all of our efforts preparing the launches, new launches for the next months. As you can see, we have three new launches. In the bottom is a massive project for the middle income client near to the Rodovia Bandeirantes that is very similar to Cidade Maia project that was launched in Guarulhos in 2012. But this one is inside the city of São Paulo, and it counts with 885 units and a total PSV of 716 million. At the top of this slide, there is two smaller projects with an estimated PSV of 145 million. The first one is InDesign, and it is a mid-high project with 150 units located in Ipiranga. Pin Osasco, on the right, is a product for middle income with a 702 units that is located in São Paulo region metropolitan area, more specifically in Osasco. Now, I will pass the word to Mr. Emilio Fugazza to comment on the company's financial results. Please, Emilio, you can go forward.
Pedro, thank you so much. Hello, everyone, again. Let's start talking about the top left charts, talking about net revenues. Net revenues remain flat compared to the second quarter 2021, from 289 million reais to 298 million reais this third quarter. The good news or the bright side of this number is the majority of the amount of these revenues are coming from the projects under construction. Projects that we have already started the construction with good, very good sales. There is only one project Sky Resort Villa Prudente. After 6 months, we launched the project. And in this specific quarter, the amount of revenues coming from performed units are lower than the previous quarters. On the chart in the top right of this slide, gross profit and gross margin, this is one of the bright moments of this conference call and this earnings release, which means that gross margin achieved 50% in the third quarter. Since the bottom of the cycle, which was in fourth quarter 2020, with of around 40%. This rebound in margins, these increment in margins, they happen specifically because of three main themes. The first one is because of INCC. INCC is inflation, adjusting the receivables, our portfolio of receivables units under construction. Let me remind you that adjusting the portfolio, we have something around 5% within 3 months of INCC. And on average, a regular client, an ordinary client, has been paying to the company something around 35% on average of the total amount of the price within the construction time for our company. Because of it, 65% on average of the whole amount of the receivables are adjusted by INCC without the counterpart of the costs. And that's why we have this gap, this, I would say, this mouth being open in terms of margins since the fourth quarter 2020. The second factor is about the units performed, the units ready to leave that we have been selling. We are talking about units, for instance, in the city of Guarulhos, which is the majority of the performed inventory of our company. And on average, the gross margin of this inventory specifically is more than 50%. But let me add one important matter, that is the projects we have been delivering. In the third quarter 2021, we delivered three projects, and on average, those projects came in with savings of 2.75%. Of the budget booked at the moment we launched the project, adjusted by inflation, which means that only produced an increment of 4 percentage points comparing second quarter 2021 to third quarter. In terms of selling expenses, I think that is flat compared to the second quarter, and the volume of expenses targeting publicity and the sales stands and mock-ups we have to do for launching the project was something around 11 million reais this quarter. And these whole expenses mean something around 4% of the total amount of gross sales we got this quarter in our company. On average, we are talking about something around 4% the whole year. G&A expenses about 29 million reais in the third quarter, something flat compared to the second quarter of 2021, my personal opinion is that we are running this company in terms of G&A of about something around 120 million reais of G&A expenses, given this, the two last quarter of expenses. This is most due to the increment people we hire to support the incremental operations here in our company, and eventually some adjustments in payrolls we have to do. Moving on to slide number 9, it's important to understand a little bit on top left shot the financial result. As we have been watching in the last I would say 4 quarters, the volume of financial results is pretty high compared to the total amount of results coming from our company. This is most due to the fact that we have a huge amount of a portfolio of performed receivables. So receivables that we that are provided by financing the client. So instead of the clients searching for mortgages coming from commercial banks here in Brazil, they take the idea to keep the contracts with our own company, coming from the shareholders' equity of our company. So that is the majority of the result of 43 million reais. Apart from it, one-fourth of this amount of results are coming from the cash and equivalents of our company. This amount of money nowadays, the total amount of net cash position we got, which is of around 1 billion reais, are yielding something around 100% based on CDI. CDI in the next three months, in the third quarter of 2021, was something around 1.5%, and that represented something around 12 million reais of financial results added to the portfolio of performed receivables. Equity income are results, the final results coming from the projects we got in partnerships, projects both the Minha Casa Minha Vida projects, low end, or even in the high income classes. The majority of this 21 million reais result is coming from the project Reserva JB. Reserva JB is a middle income project in the city of Osasco, metropolitan region of São Paulo. This is the last phase of a bigger project called Jardins do Brasil, a project itself of something around 700 units, very well sold, and with the budgets completely on track. Finally, talking about net income and the bottom left of this slide came in at 145 million reais with a net margin of 49%. The bright side of this this quarter was that the majority of this result, this outcome, is coming from the operational side. So we got good results from the operational side since the last quarter, with an improvement in operational margins too. That's important to mention. And finally, results to be recognized for me is one of the most important things when we talk about financial performance, because it's a kind of outlook of the future gross margin we're gonna get from our company. As you can see, since the third quarter 2020, we are remaining flat over 45 to 44%, which means that even counting on these incremental costs or these huge or complicated time we have been living here in terms of cost inflation for our sector, given the fact that we can I would say, increase the prices and selling the units too, we could see, or we can see the margins at the same level as before. On page number 10, talking about a little bit more deeply about the portfolio of performed units financed by EZTEC. At the end of 9 months 2021, we see 421 million reais from the stocks 2021 of 509 million reais, a decrement of about 80 million reais. This is the majority of this is because the amount of maintenance in advance or the migration from our portfolio to the commercial banks in the last 9 months was higher or huger compared to the yield and the origination we could see. In terms of the units, you can see something around 1,200 units being financed by EZTEC compared to the beginning of this year, something around 1,600 units being financed by our company. In terms of foreclosure, this is the bright side of these figures. You can see something around 23 million reais this year, representing something around 33 units compared to 27 units last year. I can say a bright side for this slide specifically because the IGP, which is the main index, inflation index, adjusting this portfolio was something around 30% in the last 12 months. So 30% is huge enough to provoke a very, tricky moment to the clients in order to keep up with their installments. And what we saw was a huge effort coming from them to migrate from our asset to the banks in order to keep without the delinquency so far. On page number 11, I would like to highlight the performance of Fitch Casa. Fitch Casa is our brand to low-end segments, Minha Casa Minha Vida segments. Minha Casa Minha Vida are projects that, on average, we have been selling for 200,000 reais per unit, something like that, in the city of São Paulo and also in the metropolitan region of São Paulo. On top left, you can see a chart providing net profit and gross margin. In the third quarter 2021, you can see 18 million reais of net profit, and the operational side can show you 53% of gross margin. On the right side of this slide, on the top right side, the same chart can provide you 9 months 2021. The total amount of net profit, the outcome provided by Fiticasa was 43 million reais. Let me remind you that we are not talking about much more than 5 projects under construction or being delivered, and on average, a gross margin of 50%. The return on equity, all in, came at 18%, more than on average the EZTEC itself. Let me remind you guys that in the last weekend, we delivered 500 keys to 500 clients for our very first project delivering this segment in this brand, in this bracket. Which was Fitch Casa Brás. Fitch Casa Brás is a kind of product that we ended up with a gross margin above 50%, a very, I would say, successful project for EZTEC. And only to remind you, even this project, we started with an amount of gross sales no more than 24%. And we reached by the end of this project something around 94%. A project that we delivered much more than the expectancy from our clients in terms of finishing, in terms of timelining, in terms of quality of the project itself. So that's why we have been counting on selling Fit Casa, which better prices and trying to get better margins for the whole company. Finally, on the slide on page number 12, I would like to highlight the balance sheet, these tax balance sheets. On the right side of this slide, you can see 4.5 billion reais of shareholders' equity. 5.5 billion reais means that now we are running this company up on average 12% return on equity. We'd like to show you more. It's our expectancy, it's our outlook to see this improving, specifically because the volume of the projects launched, the volume of the sales we've got so far today, we are going to see, without any kind of new sales, we are going to see more recognizement of revenues coming forward. In terms of assets, the main highlights, I would say that 25% of this equity is about cash, 1 billion reais in cash in this company. From this cash, 60% of this cash is cash available for new investments to our company, and 40% of this amount of cash and equivalents are cash exclusively to be used at the construction of the projects, of cash that the payments in advance of our clients or payment of our clients that we have to, given the law, we have to use specifically to the finishing of the construction. And that's why when you look deeply at the liabilities in our balance sheet, you only can see only 13 million reais of construction finance, because in the last 12 months, in the last 18 months, we saw a huge volume of payments in advance coming from our clients that running out from the IMCC. The IMCC was increasing so much, and running out of lower interest rates in our economy. That's why we saw many clients trying to, I would say, taking advantage of it, making payments in advance. Many projects, specifically in the higher income segments, we saw on average clients paying something around 50% of the total amount of the price in advance. And that's why nowadays we don't need, or so far we haven't needed a huge amount of financing to fulfill the construction of the projects. Apart from that, let me remind you, when you see the assets, the land bank brackets showing 943 million reais, means that all the grants, all the land, all the CPACs, which means the grants or the bonds we have to pay, we have to buy from the municipality in order to increase the potential of the land, are booked by costs. So saying that this amount of land bank was bought on average 5 years ago. So I would say the pricing, the new pricing, if we were doing something like that in order to reevaluate our land bank, could show you something like a 50 or 60% more than the cost booked in our land bank. And these 943 million reais means that that can represent 11 billion reais in land, in potential sales value on land bank, the same number Mr. Pedro showed you before. In terms of the units of inventory, units under construction, so we are talking about something around 1.2 billion reais in costs for a total amount of inventory mentioned by Pedro before of about 2.5 billion reais. So, meaning that the gross margin on these units under construction and inventory ready to use of about 45 to 50%. That's why we are so confident to keep the margins at the level that we can show you at the backlog results. So saying that, I would like to open ourselves to answer any further questions you may have. Thank you very much for your audience today.
So if you like to make us any question, please let us know by using the raise hand button on your Zoom platform. Without any manifestation, we would like to close our conference call for the results presentation, and we appreciate all of you, and we are calling that this presentation is now over, and we thank you all for your attention. Have a nice day.